Preston of the International Secret Police.
Hello. 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 Hello.
From the Maasai tribe on the shores of Lake Leopold, Steve, Clint, Barney, and Carlos resume their flight to Lake Kivu. Before they can reach their next landing field on the Congo River, however, the plane develops motor trouble, and they are forced to land in that part of the Congo known as the Hunger Country, the wildest part of Africa, inhabited by unfriendly natives and wild beasts. Clint barely averts a crack-up as one of the wheels of the plane scrapes the treetop. But he finally lands safely, and we find Speed and Carlos discussing their plight while Clint and Barney examine the motors.
Gosh, Carlos, guess we're in a tough spot, all right. Look, even Lucky seems to feel funny about it. He doesn't go far away from us at all.
Animals are far more sensitive than human, Speed. Lucky knows it all is not so well.
What do we do if Clint and Barney can't fix up the motor trouble?
Start walking, Speed. It would be better than waiting for someone to come along and rescue us.
Yeah, I guess we'd have a long wait, huh?
Well, very apt to.
Come along.
Here come Clint and Barney now.
Did you find the trouble, Clint?
Yes, Speed. It's just the timing. We have to wait for the engine to cool down before we can repair it.
Yeah, pretty hot, eh?
They was practically smoking. But don't worry, we can fix it in 2 minutes. Ought to be away from here in another hour.
Boy, that's the best news I've heard in a long time.
Will you stop at Kirundu at the Congo next, Clint?
I've been thinking that over, Carlos. We've lost a lot of time with our bad luck in the air so far.
And on the ground, don't forget that.
But rather than land again at Kirundu, I think we'll fly directly to a spot near Lake Kivu. Leave the plane there and proceed on foot to the lake. If we delay too long in reaching there, the octopus may elude us again.
But have you enough fuel for such a flight?
Plenty.
Yeah, if we can only get the crate into the air again, she'll stay up for lots of flying hours. But I don't know. We haven't got much room for a takeoff, and I don't fancy the idea of our ship playing lawnmower to them big trees. What are they anyhow, Carlos?
Mahogany. Most of them, at least.
No wonder it was so hard when we sheared it. Wonder we didn't bust that wheel, Clint.
Yeah, we were in luck there, all right.
Nobody but Clint could land that plane safely.
Oh, thanks, Dean. You just hold that thought when I try to take her up again.
Now, what's wrong with Lucky?
Wait a minute. Someone is coming.
Gosh, that's swell. Maybe they can help us.
Yeah, maybe they are not friends, Pete.
And now don't tell me we're going to run into another native attack. They're getting downright monotonous.
They're close. They must be all around us.
Quick, get your guns out so that you can reach them easily. And the tear gas grenades. But do not appear to be concerned when you see them.
See who? What? All I seem to be doing is hearing.
Look, there they are.
They're just standing and staring at us. What tribe are they, Carlos?
I don't know. I have never seen such tribal markings before.
Looks like cannibals to me.
Get to the plane and get those tear gas grenades while we talk to them, Bonnie.
But walk slowly.
I will if my knees hold me up that long.
All our movements must be slow. Our voices come. We must show no fear or they will attack us immediately. A good hold on Lucky Speed.
Yeah, Clint. He's quiet now. Seems to know.
Hey, stop that whistling, Bonnie. They may think it's some sort of signal.
I'll see if they understand Swahili, Clint. They should, unless they are in touch with their own people.
Ma'atana! Boma Okana!
Those don't seem to understand you, Carlos.
Hear the grenades.
Oh, hold on for a minute, Matty. Shall we see what happened?
Wait, I'll try it again.
Maracana! Bomber Colonel, let us!
Hey, look. Here comes one of them. Looks like the chief. He's real old.
What do we do? Nothing, you lad. See what he does, huh?
Yeah, and then it'll be too late for us to do anything, I bet you.
I don't like the looks of those fellas with him. They're armed to the teeth.
Coming up to get a better shot at us, if you ask me.
I'll be on your guard, amigo. If one of them raises a bow, shoot and aim well.
Right, men. Not shoot, Nango. Nango is chief.
He talks English.
Wait a minute, Steve.
Nango is friend to white men who come in great birds.
He means our plane.
Does a friend come with warriors at his back?
Until he knows his strangers friendly, yes.
He wants us to put away our guns, Clint.
Not until his warriors put away their bows and arrows.
You great chief, too.
I'll say he great chief better than...
Quiet, quiet, Bobby.
You wait.
Hey, now what's he going to do?
Probably going to talk our fate over with his warriors, Carlos.
If they do attack, we can't hold them off very long. We're badly outnumbered.
Yeah, even with the tear gas grenades, we won't have a chance. Tear gas don't affect them arrows.
See, amigos, we must think of something to win them over, or we'll never leave the hunger country.
Don't know. Don't think we can soft soap those babies.
Soap? That's it. Pink perfume soap.
Hey, is the kid gone daffy?
No, Bonnie. Don't you remember all the soap and the other stuff we brought along as gifts for the natives? Now's our chance to use them. Perhaps that may win our friendship of these natives.
Great. That cargo of perfume soap made the plane smell like a boudoir. I'll be glad to get rid of it, whether it wins its friendship or not.
Gosh, those natives are putting arrows into their bows, Clint.
Carlos and I'll handle this. While we're talking to Nongo, Bonnie, you and Steve bring that soap, the watches, and those empty tin cans we've been saving.
And bring this all, too. That's most important.
Okay, come on, Steve.
I don't think you'll gain anything by more talking.
I'll gain time, Carlos. Time enough for Steve and Bonnie to bring that stuff from the plane.
Oh, I see. Now, careful. Nongo is watching us.
Yeah.
Oh, Chief Nongo, we have bargain to make with you.
Bargain? What bargain?
We hear of you in Leopoldville.
He never heard of the place. I'll try another thing.
Your name is famous. Oliver Jungle.
Say much?
He doesn't understand.
Your name, Nongo, is on tongue of all jungle people.
Nongo. Nongo, great chief.
And because you great, we bring you gifts, presents.
Presents. You give presents because you afraid.
This man is great Bwana, great chief, great medicine man.
Yeah, listen to that, Thomas.
Here comes Pete and Bonnie.
Yeah, that's one chance. Bonnie, hand me one of those grenades.
Huh? But what about this soap?
Don't mind that right now. Give me a grenade.
Well, here you are.
Thanks.
No, Chief Nongo. You do not believe what he told you, that I am great chief, great medicine man.
No. No, white man is trouble. I hate white man. We kill.
Steve, Sir Nongo, that voodoo ring that confiscated.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
Here, Chief Nongo, take a look at this.
White voodoo.
Yes, Nongo, white voodoo. More strong, more powerful than your black voodoo.
Oh, we not kill, boy. What you others wear, no protection.
Holy cats.
Wait a minute, Bonnie.
Chief Nongo, if I make your warriors weep, will you admit I am greater chief than you? Greater medicine man?
You cannot make my warriors weep. They strong men.
I could destroy you all.
That was the wrong thing to say.
But I have mercy. You not know my power. You think us helpless, weak. Yes, Nongo, you think us weak.
I know your guns strong, but they not strong enough.
No, but watch power of my magic, my white voodoo.
Hey, Clint, that tear gas is drifting this way. We're going to get some of it, too.
All right, Steve.
Behold, Nongo, your warriors, your strong men are weeping. Your own eyes are filled with water.
Mercy, great one. We hit him up.
You will speak no more against us.
No. We do anything. Only mercy.
Shall we let him have it now, Clint?
Don't put that gun away, you fool. Give out that soap, Steve.
Okay. Hey, Chief Nongo. Present for you. Present for all your warriors.
Yes. Smell good.
Yeah. Hey, he's eating it.
Let him alone, Barney.
Okay, but boy, is he going to be blowing bubbles in a few minutes.
I'm gone that tear gas.
Now the salt, Speed.
Oh, they know what that is, all right.
See, salt is very scarce in the jungle, Barney. What we're giving Nungo and his men would buy us a plantation anywhere in the Congo.
Hey, from what I've seen of the Congo, I don't want a plantation or anything else.
Barney.
I can't help it. I got more of that tear gas than anybody else.
Hey, now what?
They are singing in our praise, Speed. We are great magicians to them.
Look out. Here comes Chief Nongo.
Boy, wear a white photo ring. Take this. My offering to great shining one.
Hey, what's he talking about? What's this little statue he's given me?
Take it, Speed. It's his effigy. His likeness. He wants you to present it to the great white voodoo gods for him. A prayer, if you like.
Gosh, ugly. I'll do what you want, Chief Nongo.
Mercy.
All right, now get inside the plane, Steve. Turn over the motors if you can. We have a prayer of our own to make that those motors will work.
Okay, Clint. I sure hope we can get away from here.
Now, Chief Nongo, farewell. We go.
Mercy.
I hope.
Oh, Clint. Good. They're working.
Yes, Carlos. And I hope they continue to do so until we land near Kibo. Now, come on.
Pile in, boys. Look at those black heathens chanting and jumping out there. Boy, that voodoo ring and tear gas grenade sure saved our skins.
Yeah. And let's hope they work as well in the gorilla country at the octopus headquarters.